Ma'id. We had Tosfos's answer, which is a little dachuk, that it follows the Das Yachid, that Mila applies both by Yom Balayla, so it's a mitzvah say she'inas man grama. We had Tosfos Megillah, who says, well, this is a very special mitzvah say she'inas man grama, because it has an inyan of kares, and nichshol la yudgimol brisos. And we had the Ran, the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran, who said, no, this is not really a mitzvah on the father or mother, that you could talk about mitzvah on grama. It's really mitzvah on the baby. The baby is for sure chayiv in the mitzvah. The question is just who is chayiv to help out the baby. And we said, this brings up the chakira of what does it mean, ha'av chayiv bivno lamulo? Is it a chiv of the av, to be mal a cheft of a bing, like pick up a cheft of a lulav? Or is it a chiv of the bing, to be nemo? And the av is just in charge of taking care of his bing. And we brought a few nafminas. We wanted to say maybe the Rambam sounded like it was a chiv of av, the chinuch sounded like it was a chiyav habein, and we point out the nafkamina is there a special bracha for the avlach niso, like the Rambam says, he is a special chiyav over and above anyone else, or like the chinuch says, there's no special bracha of lach niso for the av. Anyone could say lach niso. Does the av's chiyav remain even after bar mitzvah? For the chinuch, definitely not, because then the ben can take care of himself. For the Rambam, probably also not, because you're not shayach to your kid once it's bar mitzvah, but the rivash says yes. Then it was pointed out to me that there's a mafurish Rambam, there's a mafurish Rambam that's even more mafurish, like we wanted to say yesterday, that the Rambam Shita is that the Chiyav Mila is a Chiyav on the Av and not the Chiyav on the Ben. And that's in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam has the Shita, which is that all Brachos, as the Rambam says, Kol Ha'osa Mitzvah, Ben Shesh Chovla, Ben Shesh Eino Chovla, Im Asa Osa La'atzmo Mavarech La'asos, Asa Atzmo La'achir Mavarech Al Ha'asiyah. The Rambam sheet is that when you do a mitzvah for yourself, you say Lith La. When you do a mitzvah for other people, you say Ah. Like, for example, if you put up your own mezuzah, you say Likbo a mezuzah. If you put up someone else's mezuzah, you say Al Kviyas mezuzah. If you put up your own ma'akeh, you say lasos ma'akeh. You put up someone else's ma'akeh, you say alasiyas ma'akeh. You ma'afresh your own truma, you say le'afresh truma. Ma'afresh someone else's truma, you say alafresh truma. Pretty posh. What does the Rambam say about mila? So the Rambam says, this is in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. He says, mol es beno mevorech lomol es habein. Then he says, mol es ben chaveiro mevorech al hamila. If you mal your own son, you say lomol. Because it's la'atmo. If you're mal someone else's baby, you say al hamila, because it's la'achirim. So what is the Ram pretty mefurish? That he calls being mal your own son la'atmo and not la'achirim, which works beautifully for the Ram on the Shitase, that the father's chiyav is his own chiyav, not the father taking care of the baby's chiyav. So that's one last Ram that fits in very nicely with Shitase. Now, to get back to where we left off, what's another way you could potentially answer Tosis Kasha, that shouldn't it be obvious a woman is Pater because Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, besides the three ways you already explained? What did the Tosis Rid answer? Anyone? Tosis Rid? What? What is the Rid saying? What's the mitzvah to give your kid a bris milah? Is it a mitzvah to do a milah on your kid?
No, the whole process.
It's a mitzvah to misaskus, to arrange a bris milah for your kid. This is actually a three-way machlokas, what the mitzvah is. Can the father have someone else do the bris milah for him? If you look in the ktsos, which I gave you on the sheet, someone want to tell me just in advance what are the three sheetas? What are the three sheetas about where the father can have someone else do the bris for him? Can I hire a mole? Yes, no, and better not to. Okay, those are like three possible psaks. What are the three actual sheetas? So what's the sheet of the shach? The shach and the orzeruah? So the ktsos brings down?
No.
You're not allowed to. The ktsos brings down from the shach and from the orzeruah. If you look in the fourth line of the Ktos, third word, the Kosva Shach Vazel Lashona. This is what the Shach wrote. Umidivriya Rosh Muchach, the Misha who Mohel, Eino Rashay Litinus Minola Akhar Lamulo. If you know how to do a bris, if you're a mole and you know how to do a bris, you're not allowed to give someone else the kavod of doing the bris. You're not allowed to hire a mo'el. You have to do it yourself. You have to do it yourself. The chayiv hu ba'atzmo lemulo. Father has to do it himself. Domya de kisoy mishafa kikasa, just like kisoy adam. Whoever shechts has to cover up the blood. Whoever's the father has to do the mila himself. V'chein mashu de Rambam v'chuli. I've seen people who let someone else do the bris milah for them. Whoever mo'el do the bris milah. Even though they could do it themselves. What does the shach hold? The shach holds that any father who lets a mo'el be mal his son is mevatel mitzvaseh. It's a mitzvaseh on the father to do a ma'aseh milah. If he has someone else do it, then he's exempted himself from the mitzvah say, right? Once someone gives your son a bris, you're no longer chayiv. But have you performed the mitzvah say? No. The sheet of the shach is that if a mo'el does the bris, the father doesn't have to do the bris anymore because it's too late, but the father was mevatel a mitzvah say. He violated the mitzvah say, just like not picking up a lulav or not wearing tefillin because he didn't give his son a bris. So the shah holds the personal chiyuv. The father has to give the son a bris on his own. And if he lets someone else do it, he's mevatel mitzvah say. That's why some people are machmir, that the father, some fathers are machmir to do the bris themselves and not have a mo'el do it. Because as the shah says, they're mevatel mitzvah say. They're not mekayim the mitzvah. If they let someone else do the bris milah, because to do a mitzvah, you have to do it yourself. I think Rabbi Grauer, who's the head of Machon, just made a bris on Monday, and he did the bris himself because the shach says he had a mo'el there to help him out, to supervise him, to like set it up in advance and like teach him exactly how to do it. But says, look, if I don't do the bris myself, I'm a vatal the mitzvah say. The only way to be kind of the mitzvah is to do it myself. That's what the shach holds. I personally do not hold from that chumrah. I hold from the opposite chumrah, that you shouldn't accidentally kill your kid. And therefore, I only have a professional mohel do my verses. Okay, so they're two opposite chumras. But the Reb Chaim probably would have agreed with my chumra, because he was very makvid on pikuach nefesh, and not killing people. But Baruch Hashem, for the growers, it worked out. So the shach says you have to do it yourself, or else you're not mekayim a mitzvah. The shach is basing himself on a rush. If you look in the whole details, it doesn't seem to be so much of a rush. It's also mefurish, seems to be mefurish or zarua. And the Darkei Moshe of the Ramah in the Sefer Darkei Moshe argues on the Shach. Someone tell me what the biggest kash in the world on the Shach is. What the biggest kash on the Shach? The Shach says very pashut. Is the father mitzvah to do a milah? Yes. So he has to do a milah. If he doesn't do a milah, then he's mevatel his mitzvah. Just like not putting on tefillin or not wearing tzitzis or not picking up a lulav. What's the biggest kash against the Shach? Yeah, the Ramah says. What else? Haven't you ever heard of Shluchos on the Kamosa? Hello, where you been? Haven't you heard of Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso? Of course I have to do it. But I can do it through a shliach as well. I have to be offer Shruma, but I can do it through a shliach as well. I have to, after all, if I build a roof, if I build a house, I have to build a maka around my roof, a wall around my roof. But I can hire a shliach to do it. Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso, I have to get married. I can have a shliach do Kedusha for me. Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso, I have to do B'dikas Chametz. I can have a shliach do it for me. Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso, whatever happened to Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso? You cannot hold by Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso. It's all over Shas. Everyone in Shas holds from Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso. Every single Tana and Amora and Navi and Melech and everyone at the Avos and Imahos all hold Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso. You can't deny Shluchos Shaladim Kamoso. It's a basic concept in Shas. That's what he quotes here. In the second paragraph, V'tzvua Shor Simon Chav Ches, Kosovol Devere Shachza, Lo Yadana My Raya Maisi Devere Rush. I don't know what his Raya was from the Rush. Chilo Yadana Da Mitzvah Alav. Everyone knows the mitzvah's on the father. That there's no machlokas about. On a bris, the mitzvah's on the father. In kisui adam, covering up the blood, the mitzvah's on the shochet. But, ach, da filo hachi yochol aso shliach, the shluchos on gemoso. Of course the mitzvah's on the father. But the father can be yosef through a shliach. Shluchos on gemoso. Yeah, it's nicer, mitzvah, yosef through a shluchos. It's always nicer to do it yourself. But you're perfectly yosef through a shliach. Like every other mitzvah in the world, you can be yosef through a shliach. So what's the problem with this shach? And v'chein adarki Moshe b'yordei ochas milas. Likewise, the Ramah wrote in his Sefer Darki Moshe in yordei ochas milah. Hevi b'shem orz arua dema av mo'el ashal chav l'achir. He brought in the orz from the orz arua like the shach. With the av is a mo'el, he's got to do it himself. He can't give someone else the kavod. Because of a Darki Moshe v'dem hani. The Darki Moshe says, what are you talking about? Everyone knows Shluchas Zon Gemoso. What's he talking about? So the Tvor Shor says, doesn't make any sense. So we have two sheets. There's a Shach and the Ozer Wurz says the father's got to do it himself. But the Tvor Shor and the Ramah and the Darki Moshe say, what are you talking about? Of course the father has to do it. Either himself or himself through a Shliach. Because Shluchas Zon Adam is like himself. So you have two sheets. Either you got to do it yourself, or you have to do it, but you can use a Shliach. Which sheet makes more sense? What? The Ramah seems to make a lot more sense, of course. So, what's Pshat on the Shach? What happened to Shluch Zod and Kamoso? I want to suggest no such thing, but there is such thing. What happened to Shluch Zod and Kamoso?
Because
there are mitzvahs you can't do all Yiddish Shliach, like? Lulav, Sukkah, Tfilin, Tzitzis, Kriya Shema. We know there are a lot of mitzvahs you can't do all Yiddish Shliach. So that, what? So this gets into a very, very important question. That's exactly what the Ksos brings up here, right? The Ksos says you got to go to the Tosfos Rid's Kasha. Tosfos Rid says, if Shluch HaShalotim Kemoso, the Tosfos Rid asks in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, then why can't I send a Shliach to wear tefillin for me, to pick up a lulav for me, to sit in a sukkah for me? Why can't I use Shluch HaShalotim Kemoso? Tosfos Rid asks. And there are, at least as far as I know, three answers to this question. What's the answer? Why can't I send a shliach to pick up a lulav for me? That's the easier one. Why can't I send a shliach to sit in the sukkah for me? Or wear tefillin? Why can't I send a shliach to wear tefillin for me?
Good.
So just remember your name for a second.
Michael.
Berkowitz. So, Michael Berkowitz says, this is what the Ksov said in Simon Kufpei Beis, there's such things as a mitzvah shebegufo, and he uses that phrase here also. Mitzvah shebegufo, what does that mean? All mitzvahs I have to do, but some mitzvahs I have to do, some mitzvahs I have to do to myself. And all mitzvahs, I'm the subject, I'm supposed to do it, but in some mitzvahs I'm also the object, I'm supposed to do it to myself. In tefillin, I'm supposed to put tefillin, finish the sentence, on my arm, and my head. So if I send a shliach, then it's like I put tefillin. But where did I put the tefillin? If I send Reuven to put on tefillin, it's like I put tefillin on Reuven's arm and Reuven's head. Okay, that doesn't help me very much, because I might have sent a shliach, it's like I put tefillin, but I put it on the wrong head. There's some mitzvahs that have to be done to a body. Tzitzis, if I send you to wear tzitzis, it's like I put tzitzis on you. But it doesn't help me, because I wasn't Yotzei. So there's some mitzvahs that have to be done to my body. It's not just I have to do them, but I have to do them to my body. So therefore, I can't send a shliach to do those mitzvahs. That's one answer. I can't send a shliach to do certain mitzvahs because it's a mitzvah shebegufo. And if the shliach does it, it's like I did it, but it's like I did it to his guf. But the mitzvah is I have to do it to my own guf. That's why I can send a shliach to put up a mezuzah, because the mezuzah is not on my guf. But I can send a shliach to wear tefillin, because that has to be on my guf. And even if the shliach can put on tefillin for me, but it's still not on my guf. If someone else puts tefillin on my guf, that's fine, right? If someone else puts tefillin on my arm and my head, that should be terrific. Because like I put tefillin on my arm and my head. Yeah, 100%, no problem, great. Now, is that going to explain bris milah, why I can't send a shliach to do a bris milah? Is bris milah mitzvah shebegufo? Whose guf is the bris milah on? On the baby's, not mine. So if I send you to give my son a bris, it's as if I gave my son a bris. So that answer shouldn't help us here, should it? Bris Mila is not a mitzvah shebegufo, it's a mitzvah shebeguf hatinok. Right, the mitzvah might even, we discussed that here also, the mitzvah might actually be the child's mitzvah. For sure. So that would make it even a bigger kasha. We'll get back to that in a second. So that's not going to work. Someone give me another pshat why I can't send you to put tefillah on for me that'll maybe help us for Bris Mila. Okay, but so if I send the shliach laniach, it's like I was maniach. So let's look at the Tosfos Rid inside the Ksos here. The Tosfos Rid actually says a little differently. What does the Ksos say here? In the middle, you see where there's an ellipsis at the end of a line? Everyone know what an ellipsis is? Good. Go two lines down towards the beginning, there's a dot. Umasha hiksa b'darki Moshe. Umasha hiksa b'darki Moshe. Da b'chol duchte kaimel shlucha kamoso. Nira l'fima shikasa v'tosos rid perakesh v'kadesh. We can answer based on the Tosos rid. V'zel l'shonu. This is the Tosos rid. Yesh makshim imkein l'chol dvar mitzvah yoel ashliach. V'yomar adon l'chavir shev v'suk avori hanach tefillin avori. So why can't I send a shliach to put on tefillin or sit in the sukkah? V'lav milsehi, the Tosrid says, Sha'a mitzvah shechivo ha'makam lasas begufo heich yifter ho'al yidei shlucho, v'hu lo yasa klum. Now again, it sounds a little like this mitzvah shebegufo idea, but I think he's saying something different. If the Torah told you to do a mitzvah on your guf, how can you be yotze by not doing anything and someone else does something and you didn't do anything? V'vadai kiddush v'gerashim ahani ki hu ha'magarish lo ha'shliach. In kiddushin and gerashin, I'm yotze al yidei shliach. Because even if the shliach divorces, it's still me whose wife is being divorced. Even if the shliach mekadesh, it's still me who the woman is married to. Shekosev get on a ploni, but there's plonis, because in the get is my name, not the shliach's name. So I can be yotze gerushin al yidei shliach because my name's in the get. I can be yotze kiddushin al yidei shliach because I'm the one who the woman's agreeing to marry. V'chem pesach hu ochlov al shmo yishach v'zark adam. I can have someone else shech the carbon pesach for me because I'm going to eat it. And there's a concept of shmon karbonis that has to... The avod has to be done with having in mind the owner, and I'll be the one who the Kohen has in mind. Aval b'sukkah, hachinami yachalom shlucha asli sukkah v'yoshva. I can tell the sukkah someone else to make me sukkah, and I'll sit in it. Avalim yoshva chaver elokim hu klum v'chein lulav v'chein sitz v'chol mitzvah, etc. But if my friend sits in the sukkah, I wasn't mekayim anything. What's the Tosfos Rid trying to say? Why can't I send someone to take off truma, to put up a mezuzah, to do kiddushin, to do gerushin, to shech the carbon pesach for me? But I can't send someone to wear tefillin or sit in a sukkah for me. No, but how do you know? Who says? You're just assuming that. What gives you the right to assume that? Ah, exactly. In these other mitzvos, if I send a shliach to do it, there's something about what he does that connects it to me. Shlichus works if the action the shliach is doing is connected to me, if there's a tseiruf between that action and me. After all, think about it. You make me a shliach. Let's give it, it's just a simple common sense explanation. I say, be my shliach to play basketball. How do we know if you're playing basketball for yourself or for me? It's a little hard. What if I say, be my shliach, here's $5, be my shliach to buy milk. How do we know if you're buying milk for me or for you? What? Whose money you spend, right? There's something about it that shows that it's mine. If I give you money and you buy milk, then you're buying the milk for me because you're using my money. There's something that connects it. There's something that connects it to me. But if I just tell you go do something and there's nothing, play basketball, there's nothing about playing basketball that connects it to me, then just because you think you're doing it for me doesn't make it shlucha shalom kamoso. It's only shlucha shalom kamoso if there's something about it that connects it back to me. Shlichus only works when there's a tseiruf between what the shliach does and the mishaleach. Like if I tell you to sell my house, it's my house that connects it to me. If I tell you to take truma from my food, it's my food that connects it to me. If I tell you to mekadesh that girl, then you say to her, hare at mekudeshes le asaf bednarsh, and that connects it to me because she is only agreeing to marry me. That's true of all these. If I tell you put a mezuzah in my house, then that's it's in my house, it's connected to me. So to have shlichus, it's not enough that the guy's doing it, having in mind for me. There has to be a tseiruf between something and the action that he's doing, has to be mitzuref back to me. And therefore, what does the Tosfos Rid say? I can't send you to put on tefillin, because there's nothing about that tefillin that connects it to me. I can't send you to put on tzitzis, there's nothing about that tzitzis that connects it to me. I can't send you to sit in a sukkah, there's nothing about that sukkah that connects it to me. Since a person's allowed to sit in anyone's sukkah, where anyone sits, that's where anyone's tefillin, there's nothing that connects it back to me. So that's what the ketos is saying here. The ketos is saying, you know why the shach holds there's no shlichus for bris milah? Because I say, go give this baby a bris milah. So you give this baby a bris milah, but there's nothing in the action of giving this baby a bris milah that connects it back to me. There's nothing about me and your ma'isa. If your ma'isa has no tseiruf to me, just because you have in mind to do it for me doesn't mean anything. If someone does something, they're doing it for themselves, unless there's something about their ma'isa that's mitzarifet, connects it to someone else. That's what the Tosfos Rit is saying, and that's what the Tosfos is explaining. The Tosfos is saying, why does the Shach hold the father student himself and can't send a Shliach? Because the Shliach is mild the baby. There's nothing that connects it to the father. There's no connection to the father in that Maisa Mila. Therefore, it can't go back to the father through Shlichus. Shlichus doesn't work unless there's a Tzeruf.
What about the fact that it's
a
son?
So that's a little tricky. I'm not 100% convinced this is such a great Svara. What about the fact that it's his son? Why isn't that enough to be Tzeruf to the father? The fact that it's his son. After all, it's his son. It's his Rishus. It's his family. Can't that be Tzeruf to the father? Apparently, the Ketzos thinks the fact that it's his son is not enough to be Tzeruf it back to the father. But you're right. It's an iffy Svara. I might even say a better Svara in a second. There's something he himself has to do, but it's not with his own goof.
No, I'm saying, perhaps it is in his own goof,
You know, I mean, the mitzvah is not to do a milah, the mitzvah is to do a milah on your hand.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But that's
why he has to do it himself as opposed to other people.
But that's circular logic. You're explaining why he has to do it himself. Like, why can't he send a shliach? Why can't we use shluchos son and kamosa? You're saying the mitzvah should be gufo. It's not just the father has to do a milah. The father has to do a milah with his hand.
Right.
Okay, but that's an ugly svara, though. Is that common sense, that the father has to do a milah with his hand? I mean, it could be. But
the whole idea of the fact that it's on him...
It just means he has to do it. After all, mezuzah is on me. If I live in a house, I have to put up a mezuzah, but I can send a shliach. Truma maestros is on me, but I can send a shliach. Kiddushin is on me, but I can send a shliach. So it's not clear to me, even if the milah is on the father, why it should be more on the father than mezuzah and Trumas from Isros and Kiddushin and so many other things. Shout. Of course, if the father doesn't know how to do it, then is he Mevatel Mitzvah? What's it called if the father doesn't know how to do it? He is? What? What's the status of the father vis-a-vis Klapi the Mitzvah say if he doesn't know how to do it? He is? Anus. Of course, if the father's anus, then what can he do? Let someone else, at least let the baby have a bris. Okay, just let me go on for one moment, then we'll take another question. So far we've had two hezberim of why I can't send you to put on tefillin for me. One, because tefillin is a mitzvah of a gufo, has to be on my guf. But a little hard to say that for the shach. Is mila a mitzvah of a gufa ab? Like it has to be that father's hand has to be connected? A little hard to say. Second explanation of Tosfos Rid is that shlichus doesn't work unless there's something at the maisa that's mitzarifit to the mishaleach. Like truma, like some ownership or bailus or someone's name is involved that connects it back to him. In verse Mila, if I send someone else to mal my son, there's nothing to be mitzarifit to me, even though that's not such a pashat svara. And that's why shlichus doesn't work. I think according to Rav Chaim, it actually works out quite beautifully. Reb Chaim had a third explanation why he can't send you to put tefillin on for me. Reb Chaim says that he based it on the famous Gemara in Ksubas Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Now, those who've been in my shir before know I say everything's a famous Gemara, but this one really is. So Ksubas Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph asks the question of why can't I do chalitza or yibum al tnai. Why can't I say, you know, I'm doing yibum, right? Al tnai or chalitza al tnai, right? Yibum is if chas shalom, right? My brother dies and have children, I marry his wife, or chalitza, I do chalitza to his wife and she can marry anyone else. Why can't I do that al tnai, make a condition? And the Gemara makes a principle. Milsa, five words. Milsa de lesa bishlichos lesa bitnai. Whatever I can't do through a shliach, I can't do on condition al tnai. Like I can't say, here's yibum on condition you do give me $100. This is chalitza on condition you give me $100. I can't say I'm marrying you on condition you do $100. Since I can do kiddushin through a shliach, I can do kiddushin. I'll marry you on condition you give me $1,000. Since I can give a get through a shliach, I can divorce my wife. Say on condition you give me $1,000,000. Since I can sell a house through a shliach, I can sell you the house on condition that you find me another good house to live in. Right, that I can make it tnai. I can make anything dependent on a condition. But I can't do yibum and chalitza on tnai because I can't do it through a shliach. That's why Reb Chaim says is against the Mishnah Berurah. Reb Chaim seems to be right, because it's a Gemara, although there's a lot to explain the other side, that you can't, like, say Sfiras HaOmer al Tanai. Right, I can't say, let's say it's like early, so I'll say, if I forget to count later, then I'm going to be Yotzei now, even though it's only been a Shmashim. But if I remember to count later, then I'm not Yotzei now. Or like Kriya Shema. Like, I'll say Kriya Shema first thing when I get up, I'll say al Tanai. If the congregation misses Man Kriya Shema, I'll have Kavanah to be Yotzei now. If the congregation makes Man Kriya Shema, I have Kavanah not to be Yotzei now. All these things, like do mitzvahs, like have Kavanah to be Yotzei al Tanai. Chaim says, no way. Since I can't do these things al Yidei Shliach, I can't make it tonight for them. The Brisker Minig is that anything like the Gemara. The Brisker Minig is keep the Gemara. Anything I can't do al Yidei Shliach, I can't do al Tanai. So, now, why is it that anything I can't do, that I can only use a Tanai for things I can do al Yidei Shliach? Because where do we learn Tanai from? Anyone know where we learned the idea that you're allowed to make a Tanai, that I can sell you something, but it'll only be on a condition? If the condition is fulfilled, then it's a valid sale. If not, not. B'nei Gadim, they Reuven. Moshe gave them the Eivar Yarden, al Tanai that. They mocked him and fight in front of their brethren. Good. So, the Gemara says, well, could Moshe give them the Eivar Yarden al Yidei Shliach? Well, sure, you could have Yoshua. As a matter of fact, he told Yoshua you should give it to them. So since Moshe could set up a Shliach to give them the Eivar Yarden, he can give them the Eivar Yarden al Tanai. Because you can only make a Tanai for things similar to giving B'nei Gadim, they Reuven, the Eivar Yarden, which is done al Yidei Shliach. So Tosfos thinks Subas Daf Ayin Dalet is the obvious Kasha. Tosfos says that's ridiculous. You can't just learn random things from B'nei Gadim, Dei Reuven. Like, for example, let's say you can only make a Tanai on things involved in the Middle East. B'nei Gadim, Dei Reuven is in the Middle East, so you can only make a Tanai on things in the Middle East. You can only make a Tanai on karka, on real estate. B'nei Gadim, Dei Reuven, we're talking about real estate, so you can only make a Tanai on real estate, not on personal property, on metaltalin. I mean, you can only make a Tanai for Shvatim. I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't just take random things and say you can only make a Tanai in the circumstance of B'nei Gadim, Dei Reuven. It has to be logical. If there's something logical about the connection that you can only make a Tanai in a certain case, then you can learn it from B'nei Gadim, Dei Reuven. But there has to be a logic behind it. Otherwise, it's ridiculous that you can only make a Tanai in Jordan. Because that B'nei Gadim, Dei Reuven were in Jordan. And that's obviously not true. So it has to be a logic. So Tosfos explains, and Reb Chaim explains Tosfos. Tosfos explains very pasha. You know why you can only make a Tanai on something which you could appoint a Shliach for? Again, I can make a Tanai for Mekach Memkar, because I can make a Shliach to buy and sell. I can make a Tanai for Truma, because I can make a Shliach to be Mach for Truma. But I can't make a Tanai for Yibum, because I can't have a Shliach to Yibum for me. Why is that? So, Reb Chaim explains Tosfos, because making a Tanai represents Bailus. Means I'm the ownership, I have Bailus, I have control over this situation. If I have control over a situation, then I can make a Tanai. It only works on this condition, not on that condition. That's exercising my control and my rights. Only if I have rights. I have rights over Kiddushin. I have the right to marry. I have the right to divorce. I have the right to be Mafresh Truma, because it's my property. I have the right to buy and sell. Things which I have rights, which I have bailus, I can make a Tanai, because it's my rights, it's my ownership. How do you know whether I have bailus over something? Whether I can appoint a Shliach. If I have bailus over something, then I can make a Shliach to do it. Because to appoint a Shliach, I need to be the bailum over this inyan or this chepta. I need to be the owner. I need to be in control. I can't just stop make a Shliach. You can only make a Shliach when you're a bailum over something. Only the owner has the right to make a Shliach. Therefore, he says the Gemara makes perfect sense. When I can make a Shliach that proves I'm the bailum, so then I can make a Tanai. When I can't make a Shliach that proves I'm not the Bailim, and therefore I can't make a Tanai. So in marriage, I'm the Bailim over who I marry. I have the right to acquire a wife. Therefore, I can make a Shliach to marry for me, and I can make a Tanai. When it comes to Yibam, I'm not the Bailim over Yibam. I don't have the right to acquire my sister-in-law. Adrabah, I have an obligation to do Yibam. I don't have the right to do Yibam. I have an obligation to do Yibam. It's not my right to do Yibam. It's my brother's right that I should help him out by doing Yibam. Therefore, if I don't have rights in the matter, I can't make a Shliach, and I can't make a Tanai. So Reb Chaim has this Yisod. You can only make a Tanai when you have Bailus, and the proof of Bailus is a Shliach, because you can only make a Shliach when you have Bailus. You can only make a Tanai when you have Bailus. That's why you can only make a Tanai when you could have appointed a Shliach. Now Reb Chaim just brings that back, and he says, very pashas. When it comes to buying and selling and marrying and divorcing and all the things mentioned in Shas, I have bailus to do these things. I have a right to do them. I have ownership. So I can do it al tnai and I can make a shliach. When it comes to sitting in a sukkah, do I have bailus over sitting in a sukkah? Is it something I have rights over? I have ownership over? No, I mean, I might own the wood of the sukkah, but it's not my right to sit in the sukkah. It's my chiv, it's my obligation. It's Hashem's right that I should listen to him and sit in the sukkah. It's not my right. I don't have the right to sit in the sukkah. I have the obligation. I have the duty to sit in the sukkah. I don't have the right to wear tefillin. I have the duty to wear tefillin. Some mitzvahs I have the right to do, because the mitzvah involves my rights, like the mitzvah to get married, but I have the right of acquiring a wife. Okay, some mitzvahs, like trumas or maestros, I have the right because I own the fruit, so I can take off trumas or maestros. Some mitzvahs happen to involve rights. Korban Pesach, I have the rights because I own the car, I own the animal, it's my property. Mitzvahs that involve property, I have rights over, I can make a shliach and make a tanai. Mitzvahs that are just duty, that are just my obligation, I have no bailus over putting on tefillin. I have no bailus over shaking a lulav. Therefore, I can't do it al tanai, and I have no bailus over saying kriya shema, and therefore I can't make a shliach. So Rav Chaim answers the Tosafot's question very partially. He gives a third explanation. Why can't I? Rav Chaim gives a third explanation. Why can't I send a shliach to put on tefillin and sit in the sukkah for me? The answer is obvious. Because I have no bailus. I don't have. It's not a right to sit in the sukkah. It's an obligation. It's not a right, an ownership to put on tefillin. It's an obligation to put on tefillin. Anytime I'm not the bailum, Hashem is the bailum, I'm not the bailum, I have no right to make a shliach. Because only an owner can make a shliach. You need bailus to make a shliach over something. I can only make a shliach over something I own, I have rights in. You can't just make a shliach stam. That's where Chaim's kiddush. You might have thought I can make a shliach stam. Go play basketball for me. The answer is no. You don't have bailus over playing basketball. So I can't make a shliach. If I want to tell you to sell the basketball, that's okay. That's exercising my rights of ownership of the basketball. But you can't make a shliach if there's no bailus. Therefore, Chaim says you can't make a shliach to sit in a sukkah because there's no bailus involved there. Now, let's just bring that back to our issue for one moment. According to Rav Chaim, it's beautiful how to explain the shach. According to Rav Chaim, the shach makes sense beautifully. When I have to give my son a bris milah, is that an exercise of bailus? Is it because I own my son? No, I don't own him. It's not a property right that I give my son a bris milah. It's an obligation to give my son a bris milah, like tzitzis and tefillin and shofar and lulav and megillah and kriyas shema and sukkah. Therefore, according to Rav Chaim, it's pashut what the logic of the shach is. The shach says, I have to give my son a bris milah, and that's not a right to give my son a bris milah. It's an obligation to give my son a bris milah. Therefore, since I have no rights over my son, I have no rights over my son's arla. Therefore, I don't own it. I can't buy and sell my son. Therefore, since I have no rights over him, I can't make a shliach, because only a bailim, to make a shliach, you need to exercise your rights of bailus. If I'm not a bailim, I can't make a shliach. That's how Reb Chaim, I don't know, I never heard from Reb Chaim that he directly dealt with the shach, but that's how Reb Chaim would, of course, explain the shach. He would say, I can't make a shliach to do the bris milah, since I don't have bailus, there's no such thing as appointing a shliach. So then, we have, and then I'll take questions, three ways to explain why I can't send a shliach to sit in a sukkah, to put on tefillin. Either because tefillin, not only do I have to do it, but it has to be on my guf. Or because, that's the ktos, or in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, or the rid, because putting on tefillin, there's nothing to be mitzarif it to me. In which case, the ktos says, when I send you to give my son a bris milah, there's nothing mitzarif it to me. Or third, Reb Chaim, I can't send a shliach to put on tefillin because I have no bailus over it. And therefore, likewise, I can't send a shliach to give my son a bris because I have no bailus over it. So that we have two ways of explaining the sheet of the shach, that I have to give my son a bris, and I can't have someone else do it for me because there's no shlichus, either because there's nothing to be mitzarif it to me, or because I have no bailus to appoint a shliach.
But with the truma and maaser and the carbon pesach, even though you own it, you still have a chiyuv. So
In truma, in order to be yotzei the chiyuv, I need bailus. I need to exercise my bailus. In order to be yotzei the chiyuv versus truma, I need to have the right to give it away. In order to exercise the chiyuv, to be yotzei the chiyuv carbon pesach, I need to have the right to be makdish this carbon. But in other things, I don't need to have the right, I don't need to use my rights for Yotzei Chiyuv. So it's okay to have an obligation as long as the nature of the Chiyuv is to use my bitus. Even if I own the tefillin, wearing the tefillin is not an exercise of my bias, because wearing the tefillin is not, it's not like buying or selling the tefillin or giving away the tefillin as a matana. Wearing the tefillin is not a right, that's just using the tefillin. I can wear your tefillin, I can wear my tefillin. And therefore, even though I might have to own the tefillin, that's coincidence. Because anyone can wear anyone's tefillin. By lulav lukachtem lachem, so lulav is a little trickier, because as a matter of fact, I do have to own the lulav in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. But Rav Chaim would say it's still different from chumos or maestros, because picking up the lulav is not using my rights. You don't need bailos to pick up the lulav. Anyone can pick up a lulav. It's not like being makrish truma, when you need to be only the owner can be makrish truma. Only the owner can be makrish karban pesach. Only the owner can use money for kiddushin or give a get or buy and sell with money or property. So I think even though I might have to own the lulav, but nonetheless picking it up is not part of my bailos. Anyone can do a maisa of picking up a lulav, and therefore shlichus might apply to selling the lulav, but shlichus would not apply to picking up the lulav, because coincidentally there's a tzniut that I have to be the owner. But picking it up in and of itself is not an expression of ownership. Haraya midrabanan. Or even, according to somebody showing me the rice and the mikdash, the next 6 days, I can be able to do the same mitzvah without owning it.
Does anyone explain the reason why you can't have a shliach for some of the mitzvahs? It's not because you can't have a shliach and that having someone else can be kind of mitzvah, but by you not to me, you're actually over a law. Let's say you have someone else to throw on the sukkah for you. So, okay, fine. So theoretically, you could be kind of mitzvah. The second you're living and dwelling outside the sukkah, you're actually over a law. The same thing with tefillin, that there's a mitzvah midrash, you have to wear tefillin
each
day. So even if you have someone else,
you're over a law. No. By sukkah, you started to have a good point. But by tefillin, that's not true. There's no isser not to wear tefillin. It's just that I missed the mitzvah wearing tefillin.
I thought there was actually an isser that you go... Tzitzis is another good example, because there's no mitzvah midaraisa to wear tzitzis. It's a mitzvah that you're wearing a beggar.
Right. So by tzitzis, I hear your taina. By sukkah, I hear your taina, although on the first night, if I decide not to eat and send someone else to eat in the sukkah, then Rav Chaim would still apply. Because I didn't eat at all, so I didn't do anything. By tefillin, I'm not convinced that that's true. I'm not convinced your assumption is true. Certainly by lulav and by shofar and by kriyashma, it's not true. Okay, let's get back to where we were with Bosai for a second. Let's summarize the halacha lemaisa now. Now that we got the lumdus down of shlichus, the shach says, based on the orza ruah and based on his interpretation of the rush, that the av has to do a mila and he has to do it himself. You can't use a shliach. Shlichus doesn't count. The Ramah says, and the Tefuah Shor says, of course the Av has to do Mila, but he can use a shliach. Shluchos Shladim Kamoso. Shlichus does work here, the Ramah says. Now, so what's the Shach holds? The Av has to do it himself, unless he's an honest, because he can't. The Ramah holds the Av doesn't have to do it himself. He can appoint a shliach. But who can the Av not appoint to do the Bris Mila? Even according to the Ramah, what does the Tos point out? Even according to the Ramah, you can't let a, what kind of person do the Bris Mila for you? A guy, except that a guy can't do a Bris Mila anyway. Well, who can't be a shliach besides a guy? A katan! That's what Tos ends with. He says, even if you want to be maker like the Ramah and say the father can appoint a shliach, chas v'shalom, don't ask a katan to do the Mila. I've seen many people having a katan. I've seen in some places they let a katan do the Bris Mila. Says that's for sure no good. Because a katan, the Gemara teaches us, is excluded from the rules of shlichus. A katan can't be a shliach. So even according to the Ramah, if I had a katan do the Bris for me, I wouldn't be yotzei, because a katan can't do my shliach, and then I didn't do the Bris. I was mevatel mitzvah. So according to the Shach, I have to do it myself if I can. I try to learn. Even according to Rama, I can make a shliach, but it has to be a halachically valid shliach. It has to be a gadol. I can't let a katan, and nowadays I've never seen a katan do a milah, but in Tzolz's days, he saw some people let a katan do a bris, and he says, that's ridiculous, that's no good, doesn't work. So, let's just get the third shita. We have two shitas. Shach says you got to do it yourself, not through a shliach. The Rama says you got to do it, could be through a shliach, but it has to be a halachically valid shliach. How about those people who let a katan, those towns where they let a katan do it? What was their shita? What was their shita? How could you let a katan do it? They held like the... It's a mitzvah on the child. Good. They could hold that. It's like we learned yesterday, that it's really a mitzvah on the child. The father just has to take care of it. Okay, so he took care of it. Or even if it's a mitzvah on the father, what did the Tosfos Rid say? Even if it's a mitzvah on the father, the mitzvah is not to do the bris milah. The mitzvah is to arrange a bris milah. Good, him ask us to be busy and arrange the bris milah. That's the chid. Tosfos Rid has a third shita. It's a mefurish Tosfos Rid. It's also a marachor zeruah on the next sheet. The Tosfos Rid and the marachor zeruah say, there's no mitzvah on the av to do a bris. Not himself and not through a shliach. The mitzvah on the av is to arrange a bris milah. For sure, if the mitzvah is on the son, all the father has to do is arrange. But even if the mitzvah is on the av, maybe the mitzvah is not a maisa milah, but to arrange a bris milah. After all, let me ask you a simple question. What's the minhaga olam? If I have a roof, I have to build a makif. So nowadays, let's say this deck, right? These decks, you have to build a makif. Right, or roofs, you have to build a makif. Do people keep the mitzvah of makif nowadays? Yeah. Does Camp Morashah keep the mitzvah of makif? Well,
yeah, sort of looks, right?
Looks like a makif to me, right? Do people who have roofs, right, who go up on their roofs, do they keep the mitzvah of makif? Yeah, you've probably seen, I don't know, some buildings, some schools, you can go up on the roof, sometimes they play ball on the roof. They have a really strong fence around. In Israel, people have a mirpeset, right? Do people keep the mitzvah of makif? What do they put on the mirpeset? Of course, they put a big wall so no one should chas v'shalom fall. Let me ask you a simple question. Who builds the mirpeset in Israel? Arabs. What can an Arab not be? A shliach. Hold on, so how am I yotzei the mitzvah of mirpeset? Someone bought it, someone put up this makif who is not my shliach. How is Kim Marashah, I don't know, Irish Spodek, or whoever's in charge here? How is he yotzei the mitzvah? Who built that makif? I think Jews built that, I don't know, what's his name, Jim? Right? Jim Barton. Jim Barton and his clan built this, who's a wonderful, wonderful person, Chassidim Umas Olam. But as much as he's a wonderful person, he's a great human being, he still can't be a shliach, because he's still not Jewish. So how was Camp Morashah, the whole board of Camp Morashah was in Batel Mitzvah say, because they had, they didn't build a makkah, and their shliach didn't build a makkah? So the Achronim write, no, the mitzvah is not to build a makkah. The mitzvah is to arrange for a makkah. To make sure there's a makkah. Therefore, as long as I tell Jim Barton to build it, as long as I hire the tablan who hires the Arabs to build it, then I'm yotzei because I've arranged a makkah. Not every mitzvah is to do the maisa. Some mitzvahs are to arrange a totsa'a, a certain result. So therefore, just like makkah, according to the minhag olam, the mitzvah is not a maisa of asiyas makkah. The mitzvah is to arrange a result of having a makkah. So too says the Tosfos Rid in the Marachor Zeruah, the mitzvah is not on the father, even if it's on the father, it's not to do a maisa milah. It's to arrange for a milah. It's his askus. It's to take care of and prepare and make sure that there is a bris milah. What? You're still missing out on the bracha if you have a goy build it for you. So, the answer might be, okay, well, it's much better to miss out on the bracha. Brachas you only have to make if you're in the circumstance which you have to make them. If you're not in the circumstance you have to make them, then you're potter. It's okay. No one said you have to make all brachas. If the bracha comes up, you make it. If you build it yourself, you make a bracha. If not, so you don't make a bracha. All right, there's no iser to not make a bracha as long as you do all your mitzvos. Right, if I decide not to eat today, then I won't make a bracha on food. That's okay. No iser about that. I didn't have to make a bracha today. So just give me 1 second. That's what the Tosfos Rid says here. And the Ma'arach or Zeruah as well. The Ma'arach actually ties this in. Okay, he ties it into another Chakira. He says, what is the mitzvah of bris milah anyway? Is the mitzvah to cut the orla? Or is the mitzvah to have a bris? The Ma'arach or Zeruah thinks the mitzvah is to have a bris. If the mitzvah is to have a bris, then what's the chiv of the father? The chiv of the father is to arrange for his son to have a bris. All right, we won't go into that. You can look at the Marach or Zeruah. But, just give me 1 second. So let's get back to the Tosfos Rain. How do we answer Tosfos Kasha based on this? If the mitzvah is not to do the Maisa Mila like the Shach yourself, or to do the Maisa Mila like the Ramah yourself or through a Shliach, but like the Tosfos Rain and Marach or Zeruah, the mitzvah is to arrange a Mila, then how do you answer Tosfos Kasha? What does the Tosfos Rain say? Kasha was, isn't it obvious women are putter? It only applies during the day. What's Tosfos Rid's answer? If the mitzvah is to arrange a bris, then when do you arrange a bris? Anytime. How do you arrange a bris? You have to call the moel, you have to write him a check, you have to make sure you have all the proper equipment, you have to prepare, he gives you a list, he says, I need 2 gauze pads and alcohol and this and that. Arranging the bris mila. You can arrange the bris mila during the day or arrange the bris mila at night. You can arrange the bris mila whenever you want. That's exactly what the Tosfos Rid says. It says this is not a mitzvah seishes man grama. If the mitzvah was to do a mila, then that would be man grama. You only do it during the day. But if the mitzvah is to arrange, as he says, his askus from the lashon isek, to arrange a bris mila, you arrange it during the day and you can arrange it at night. Arranging applies 24/7. Let's say I have trouble finding a moel. I'll be on the phone during the day and at night. Until I can find a moel, until I can find someone who agrees to come and give my son a bris. If I live far away, I might be on the phone all day and all night, until I can find a moel who's willing to fly out and give my son a bris mila. So therefore, the Tosfos Rid said, Pasha, if the mitzvah is just his askus arranging a mila, that applies during all time periods. That applies equally day and night. So it's a mitzvah, they she'ein hazman grama, and that's why we'd have a hav, meaning the women are chayav, if not for Xeras Akasov, Oso, Velo, Osa. That's the fourth answer to our question given by the Tosfos Rid. Based on the Lamdas, the mitzvah is not to do the Maisa Mila, like the Shach or the Ramah. The mitzvah is to arrange it, and that explains the Makomos where they had a Katan do the Mila. It's okay for me to have a Katan do the Mila, because even though he's not my Shliach, I arrange the Bris Mila, so that's fine. He doesn't have to be a Shliach. All he has to be is someone who I arranged to give a bris mila. Okay. I'll just make one interesting point. Halacha lemaisa here. As far as the minhag olam, we have 3 shitas again. So if you hold the minhag just to arrange a bris mila, as long as the father arranges it, he's yotzei. If you hold like the Ramah, the minhag to do the bris mila to cut the arla, but you can do it al yedei shliach. Then as long as the father has an adult do it for him, which all moels nowadays are adults, so he's yotzei. That's why often the father will tell the moel, I'm appointing you my shliach through the bris. Or more likely, the moel asks the father, because the moel is always the Talmud Chacham here in Hilchos Mila, do you appoint me your shliach through the bris? The father says yes, and he's yotzei according to the Ramah. How about if you want to be machmer for the shach? The so says you should try to be machmer like the shach, and the father should do it himself. So, in that case, there's some fathers who, unlike me, who's machmer and pikoch nefesh, there are some fathers who are machmir to do the bris themselves, and the moa like sets it up and like shows him where to cut, and it gives him the knife and like puts his hand there, and then the father cuts it himself, and he can do it with relative safety. There's another chap though that some are going to write. If you want to be machmir for the shach, there might be a way to do that without sakana, and that is there are some moels who are really really nice. What are really nice moels do? They do the bris mila for free. Then there are some moles who want to make a parnasa, are also very nice, but they want to make a parnasa, they need to make a parnasa, right? They have 9 children in kolel. So they charge for the bris mila. So it's a chumrah to get the mole who charges for the bris mila and pay him. Why? Because some are going to write that even according to the shach that you have to do it yourself, you can't do it any day shliach. You can't make a shliach to do the bris mila. Because if you make a shliach, either you have no bailus to make a shliach, according to Rav Chaim, or there's nothing about the action that's mitzarifit back to you according to the Tzos based on the Tosfos Rid. But if you hire the moel, then we have a different rule. Yad poel ki yad balabayas. Since you've hired the moel, it's like you rented his body and you own his body. When you hire a worker, it's like you own him. You rent him out for 8 hours for the day or for an hour to do the bris. Therefore, it's like yad evet ki yad rabo. Since you own him, his hand is like your hand. And there's a special rule that even for goyim, even when there's no shlichus, even when you can't use shluchos lod and kamoso, if you hire someone, they become yours, and whatever they do is considered to be done by you. Yad poel ki yad balabayis, a worker, is better than a shliach, because you don't have to make him a shliach. He's automatically, what he does counts for you, Because you own him. It's like your car doing something, or it's like your robot doing something. Yad po'el ki yad balabai. So therefore, some people are machmir, like the shach, but they don't want to be so machmir as to do it themselves. They're a little afraid. They're not so dexterous. They're machmir to pay the mohel, and if you pay the mohel, then you own the mohel for the time being. So that's better than a shliach. You own him for the time being. And therefore, you are yotze, even according to the shach. What did the shach say? You can't be mechaved someone else to do the mila. Mechaved means to give him the honor of doing it for free. But if you hire someone else to do the mila, then he's yours. And maybe even the shach would agree that you're yotze because if you've done the mila, because your worker did the mila. You mean, aren't you supposed to do mitzvahs for free?
Right.
That is a very interesting question, because even if you go so far as to say, well, I'm not paying him to do the mitzvah, I'm paying him for schar batala,
right.
But then he's not my poel anymore.
Rimanisha. Right.
If I want to be my poel, I have to pay him to do it. Aha, so that is a interesting question. So I'm not sure. That's a good kasha. I haven't thought about that. That's a very interesting kasha. That's a very, very interesting question. What about the idea that you're not supposed to charge for doing a mitzvah? And if you use the excuses, then you lose yad poel, yad poel vice. Yeah, but even if your job is a mitzvah, you're not really supposed to take money for doing it. Like, if you're a Rebbe, you're not supposed to take money for teaching Torah. You're supposed to take money for wasting your time, or money for disciplining the kids, or writing up report cards, or something else. That's why they're machmir in yeshivas, that they don't actually pay the Rebbeim the amount that they would deserve for the Torah they teach. They only pay them the hour of the amount that would calculate to be a good hourly wage for the time they spend disciplining and writing report cards. They spend like 4 hours a week disciplining and writing report cards. They pay them what would be a good wage for 4 hours of work every week in order to be machmir that. Okay, just one more point before we end shiur. I want to finish up. I see we haven't gotten to the next sheet, but I want to finish up this sheet. The last answer, I want to go to a fifth answer. A fifth answer to Tosfos Kasha before we end. The Tosfos Kasha again was, what's the havmina woman is chayvim bris mila? Is it a mitzvah man grama because you can only do it during the day? And the Sefer HaMakneh, I mean, there are many additional answers in Nechron. But the Sefer HaMakneh is one very, very poshut answer, which I think is worthy of our attention. If you want more answers, there's always more answers, of course. The Sefer HaMakneh says, is it really true that Bris Mila is a mitzvah Sivan Grama? You can only do Bris Mila during the day. What does mitzvah Sivan Grama mean? So the Makneh says, it might mean you can only do it at a certain time. In which case, Bris Mila is mitzvah Sivan Grama. Or there's another way to understand it. Mitzvah Seishman Grum means you're only chayav, the chiyav is only created by a certain time. If the chiyav only existed at a certain time, that's Mitzvah Seishman Grum. Now let's ask a simple question. When does the chiyav mila apply? So the Makneh says, the chiyav mila applies in day and night. The only thing is, you can't do it at night. Why not? You're not potter from mila at night. At night you're chayav in mila. You're just anus. Because a mila at night is puzzle. That's the chiddush of the Makneh. It's not that you're chayav to do a mila during the day and potter at night. You're chayav to do a bris mila all the time. If my son is more than 8 days old, I'm chayav all the time to do a bris mila. But at night, I'm just honest, I can't do it. Because a mila at night would be puzzle. Like, for example, Shabbos. Am I potter from bris mila? Let's say it's the ninth day, right? So it's not dope for Shabbos. Am I potter from bris mila on Shabbos? No, I'm chayiv in bris mila. I just can't do it. I'm an onus because it's Chol Shabbos. Right? Let's say I live in a country where it's a capital crime to do a bris mila. So it's like, I don't know, pikuach nefesh. Or without getting shas or shmad, whatever. So I'm not potter from doing bris mila. I'm chayiv. I'm just onus because I can't. So that's the Makneh's finish. It's a little clever. The Makneh says, really, you're chayiv in bris mila 24-7. You just can't do it at night because it would be puzzle. Because a bris mila at night is puzzle. But it's not that you're a putter at night. You're chayav, you just can't do it. Now that's a chiddush of the Makneh, right? I might have thought you're a putter from bris mila at night. But the Makneh says no, really you're chayav from bris mila bein bayom bein balayla. You just can't do it at night because there's a problem. It would be puzzle if you did it at night. But since you're really chayav, therefore it's a mitzvah say shelo hazman grama. It's a mitzvah say that applies in all times, and he gives an example. Is a woman who does an aveira chayiv to bring a carbon chatas? The woman who's a nazir chayiv to bring the carbonos. Yeah, it says this in the Chumash, actually. It says, you can only bring carbonos during the day. So why is she chayiv? Mitzvah zeh shezman grama. So there, you could give different answers, but he says no. A woman is chayiv to bring carbonos because you're chayiv to bring carbonos all the time. You just can't do it at night because they're pasul at night. But just because you can't do it at night doesn't mean you're not chayiv at night. You're chayiv theoretically, just practically you can't do it. So the Makna says, really, you theoretically are chayiv in bris mila at night. Even in the maisa mila, you're chayiv at night. Just practically you can't do it because it would be pasul. But you're chayiv to do it. You just can't. And therefore, it's a mitzvah say, shelo hazman grama. And that's, I think, the last answer that we're going to learn together to Tosfos Kasha. No! Take, for example, lulav. You're putter from lulav at night. It's not that you're chayav, but you can't do it. Lulav is putter at night. Sukkah is putter at night. Well, sukkah is putter when it's not sukkahs. Tzitzis, you're putter at night. It's not that you can't do it. No! That you, we learned from Itzmoto that you're putter at night. That's what you have to say. Tefillin, you're putter at night. Ah, so the truth is we paskin, right, so the reason tefillin is such a grum is because you're putter on Shabbos. It's not that you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. It's that you're putter on Shabbos. Right? It's that you really could wear tefillin on Shabbos. You're just putter on Shabbos. That's what you have to say. You have to say tefillin, you're putter, not just that you can't. That's what makes it a mitzvah say, shezman grama. What is about mila makes a difference? So I think you have to say... Now this is really where he has to say a chiddush, and that's why this is a chiddush because it's not pashut. Say by lulav, there's no like psul or hechsher in lulav. Either you did it or you didn't. So why don't we do it at night? Because we're putter. But by bris mila, there's a pasul bris mila and a kasher bris mila. So why don't we do it at night? Because it would be pasul. But there's no proof that we're putter. By lulav, it must be we're putter at night. There's no such thing as a pasul nagilas lulav. But by bris mila, maybe it's just pasul at night. But you're right, this is just a speculation of a maybe. He can't prove it. So it's an interesting, clever idea. But you're right, he really has no proof that there's a chiyuv bris mila at night. He doesn't. He doesn't actually have a proof there's a chiyuv bris mila at night. He's just assuming it. So you're right, ultimately it is an assumption, and there's no real proof behind it. Okay, we'll continue, Mir Hashem, on Sunday at our regularly scheduled time. I'll just give a brief hour on the Parsha. I think that's a nice thing to do on Fridays for those who want to hear. There's a famous Mishnah in Avos, which says, "Machlokas shilashem shemayim sof l'skayim, machlokas she'ena shem shemayim ein sof l'skayim, ezu machlokas shilashem shemayim." What does the Mishnah say in Avos? What's the machlokas l'shem shemayim? Machlokas hilo v'shamay. Ezu machlokas she'ena shelo l'shem shemayim, machlokas korach v'chol adaso. Now, what's wrong with this? On the right, you guys took SATs recently, right? What's wrong with, what do they call that thing? With the... one colon analogy. What's wrong with the Hillel and Shammai versus Korach b'chol adasa? What's wrong with this analogy? It should have said Korach and Moshe. Hillel and Shammai were the two sides of the machlokas because they argued with each other. So it should have said Ein l'shem Shammai and Hillel versus Shammai, lo l'shem Shammai and Korach versus Moshe. Why does it say Korach b'chol adasa? Like that makes it sound like Korach was arguing with b'chol adasa? That's not true. Korach and b'chol adasa were arguing against Moshe. So why is this not parallel? Why is this Mishnah written in a confusing way? So, okay, you can say many explanations. The Malbim says a very beautiful explanation. He says, Taka, how do we know Korach was not L'shem Shemayim? How do we know Shammai wasn't L'shem Shemayim? Why? Because he was a Talmud Chacham and he had good reasons for what he said. How do we know Korach wasn't L'shem Shemayim? He was also a Talmud Chacham, Korach. And he also had good reasons. What were his reasons? He was saying a little more liberal. He's saying, let's have a democracy. Why should one guy be in charge and not anyone else? Why should we have special people with special rights? Let's make all Jews equal. I mean, it sounds like a reasonable time in America based on democracy. Let's make everyone equal, right? Let's let everyone do the avo. Why should Aaron be special? All Jews are holy. It's like Hasid's idea. All Jews are holy. You know, every Jew has a connection to Hashem. Okay, so how do we know he wasn't L'shem Shemayim? So what does the Mishnah hint to us, the Malbim says? You know how we know if someone's L'shem Shemayim or not? If there's a group of people who are fighting, and they're fighting L'shem Shemayim for the Emes, then they have one sheet on the Emes. I have my sheet on the Emes, you have your sheet up. But if you have 100 people with your sheet on the Emes, and you're fighting for the Emes, then at least within your 100 people, you'll be united. Because you're all working for your sheet of the Emes, and you're all in it together. You all just want Emes. You have your sheet up. That was Shammai. Beis Shammai was a united Beis Shammai because they had their sheet of Emes and they were all working for Emes. Beis Hillel was a united Beis Hillel. They had their sheet of Emes and they were all working for Emes. But Korach, machlokes Korach b'chol adaso. Korach even fought with b'chol adaso and b'chol adaso fought with Korach. If Korach and his 250 men had really been working for Emes, they would have been united. But what were they really working for? You think Korach wanted all Jews to be equal? What did Korach really want? He wanted him to be in charge. What does 250 guys really want? They wanted them to be in charge. What were they? Creator, right? Anshe Sheng, they were the famous people, the leaders. Why were only the leaders joining Korach? If it's to give democracy and empower the masses, you think the masses should have joined them. No, their excuse was they said they wanted democracy and lishma. We just want all Jews to be holy. They really meant we want us to be on a hud to have the coveted roles. We want to be the Kohanim Gadolim. We want to be better than everyone else. They were in it for their ego and not lishma. How do we know they were in it for their ego? Because even Korach and Kol Hadasso, Korach jockeyed to be a step ahead of Kol Hadasso, and the 250 Rosh Sanhedrin's jockeyed to be a step ahead of Korach. Even within themselves, they fought and squabbled and didn't get along. And that's how you know when a machlokas is shalol l'shem shamayim. When even within the one side of the machlokas, each guy is trying to get ahead, and each guy has his own ideas, and each guy is trying to push aside the other one, then you know they're not in it for MS, because then at least they'd be together. They're each in it for their own ego, and they're just pretending that they have a sheet on the MS that they're fighting for. And that's why it says, Machlokas Korach v'chol Hadasso, because the way to tell someone it's not l'shem shamayim, is if they themselves aren't united in and of themselves, that shows they're in it for themselves, and not for the sake of MS. Shabbat shalom.
I was wondering for the Sefer Makta, it seems very easy that the reason why he assumes that the Tichiyah of the night, because it's holding the Tichiyah of the